The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The free beer and hot wings show free clip of the day.
All right, so are you a genius? If so, you've probably struggled with 1, 2, or 7 of these things.
Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
Now, that being said, I think we can all agree. If you struggled with these things, it doesn't go the other way. It doesn't mean you're a genius, right?
Disagree.
No.
I don't know.
That's the point of the list.
Howing said he doesn't know, which I'm just reading between the lines, means you want to see if you struggled with these seven, because if so, then you can declare yourself a genius.
Well, I could easily go either way. There are times in my life that I have definitely thought I am super duper smart, and those moments come less and less as I find myself to be dumber and dumber.
Well, good for you for still getting them, which they are long gone for me.
It's a smart thing to think, though.
Uh huh.
Or to know that you are simple.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think it takes a very smart person to know that they're not as smart as they think they are.
Maybe even a genius.
Possibly.
Oh, rope-a-dope, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. We're all genius.
All right. Well, let's just listen to music for the rest of the segment.
All right.
Then.
Sounds good.
We've declared ourselves geniuses. Now we'll take turns patting each other on the back.
That's what geniuses do.
That is a, as my kids would say, big brain move.
I actually once struggled with the spelling of genius. I sat there and I kept writing it down and I was like, this does not look right. That's so
I-O-U-S.
Sad.
Were you starting with a J?
Probably. Probably started with a number. Like when I tried to spell twice with it, starting with a 2.
Well.
2-W-I-C-E.
Wait, is that real?
It's real. It was a total, I mean, obviously, I looked at it and I went, what the hell are you doing? Before I even finished writing it, but I was like, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever done.
All right. One of the things geniuses have often struggled with is, ironically, school.
Yeah, Einstein famously was a terrible student when he was a kid. Like, or he didn't talk until he was 6 or something like that.
Not everybody fits the learning plan. I think he was a late speaker.
Yeah. And he's ugly, Einstein. Too. So
yeah, weird hair. Thanks a lot, nuclear face.
Weird tongue.
Nuclear face.
Yeah. I know. Throw some words together. See if it sticks.
That's a strong insult.
Well, we did just call a genius ugly, who's been dead for 75 years. I don't know.
Yeah, take that.
So
yeah.
I feel like the rest of it really doesn't matter. You're ugly and dead.
Yeah.
The only thing left
nutty
to you
haircut,
is your
man.
Ugly, weird hair and your dumb skull that made a weird-looking face, ugly.
And someone stole your brain.
You a scuba sleeve, idiot.
Basically.
Lots of notable thinkers who have struggled with specific subjects, but there's also the bigger picture where many geniuses have completely struggled with school in general. Often because it moves too slow or it doesn't fit their learning style, whatever it may be. Do you struggle with school, Joe? That's a silly question. Howings?
At times, yes.
Kelly?
I didn't struggle like getting up to go to school. Like a lot of people just didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I struggled staying focused because I'd rather have like talked to my friends. But like in school, I didn't struggle with grades or anything like that.
Yeah.
My parents were on top of that. Like we had to stay active.
Yeah.
So.
Steve?
Yeah, a bit.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
In what aspect?
Not enjoying any aspect of it.
But you didn't struggle to grasp stuff, did you?
Some stuff, yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, some math.
Oh.
I really
Your dad must
with
have been
that.
Pretty unimpressed with that. He's a math teacher.
It's funny, math and Spanish were not my best.
And that's what your parents taught?
Parents were math
what,
and Spanish
Do you think
teachers.
You needed to have your math taught in Spanish?
That could have been it, yeah.
Uno times dos, Steve.
One times two, Steve.
Dos.
Wow. Was that real?
It wasn't fake.
I expected to be made fun of for throwing out one that was so easy. But no, I'm glad I started with the basics.
Well, what screwed me up is that you said times. And
I do not know the Spanish.
I know. I was thinking, I go, man, that's throwing my brain off when you use two languages one short sentence.
I got hung up on that.
Number six, the second thing that is that geniuses often struggle with is playing by the rules.
Oh, yeah. Geniuses are bad boys.
Yeah, we're a bunch of rebels in here.
Uh-huh.
Geniuses and dumb at school. Mm. Boom.
Yeah.
Making a list.
I was a rule follower.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. definitely.
Yeah.
People pleasing.
I still think back to that time that we were driving back from Flint after we did a morning show or a night show or something, and we had accidentally passed the park and ride where all of us had parked, missed the exit. And then it was like next exit, 11 miles or something.
After our agent's funeral.
Is that when it was?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, God, there's a turnaround right up here. And everybody looked at me. They're like, you can't use that turnaround unless you are an emergency vehicle.
I've always been terrified of doing that. I did it once. And
what?
It added like 20 minutes to the trip because the next exit's not for a long ways.
Yeah. A bunch of rule followers there.
Yeah.
It is thrilling. It is.
Geniuses often struggle to play by the rules. Number five, meeting people. Number of studies have shown that geniuses there's a fairly strong correlation between genius and social and behavioral disorders, such as autism or other things of similarities, whether this is a pure accident of chemistry or whether it's due to the biases of what is normal, the end result is that a lot of geniuses have trouble dealing with people, especially when it involves meeting new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is meeting people. That's what I struggle with.
That.
It's like making the introduction, like walking up to somebody, a stranger. Like I can't just go into a bar and start up a conversation with a guy next to me.
Ew, gross. Or who
whatever.
Would want to do that?
Well, a lot of people are very good at that, though.
I love that.
But I am not good at that.
I love that.
Now, if I'm at the bar and somebody talks to me first, no problem. Now I can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's that inherent feeling like this person won't care what I have to say.
Or they don't want to be bothered or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the
icebreaker.
Yeah, I'm not a good icebreaker.
And
after
then
that,
I feel like I have about 30 good seconds of conversation in me.
I would rather speak to 1,000 people I don't know than speak to 3 that I don't know in a small circle.
Agreed.
It's not close.
Agreed.
Easily.
Yeah, people are often surprised by that when we say that. Don't you get really nervous on a stage? No, not at all. Give me a microphone or whatever. I don't care. I'll sing in front of you. I don't care.
How about
in a small group of 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. Where there's like actual personal
interaction. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we are stuck in an airport, not of our choosing for hours upon hours.
As opposed to those times we're like, hey, want to go sit at an airport?
Sometimes it's fun to just do.
We have to start conversations with strangers.
Oh.
Just sit right next to them and say, do you have any interests or hobbies?
Oh, God.
Perhaps we share one.
Let's see who can make the most friends at the airport.
It's you.
Yeah,
it'll just naturally be you. To you.
I'll just airdrop a picture and be like, hey, all new friends with your airdrop on.
God.
Yeah, I love meeting new people. And Free Beer, I thought you and I would be in that same group of, I don't care if it's 3 people in the room or 3,000 people in an audience. I mean, I get nervous on stage still, and I get nervous talking to people, but I love it. I'm like, this is going to be hit or miss. Hi, I'm Kelly.
I get more nervous about having like a boring conversation, and that's it.
Yeah.
I like the way you enjoy the thrill ride. Hit or miss, let's go.
Yeah.
Number four, small talk. Okay, I might be a genius. I don't like that at all.
No, I don't think anybody does. Nobody likes that.
But I definitely do it.
Sure, everybody does it. Nobody enjoys it.
But doing it and struggling with it that doesn't
necessarily... For the record, I don't think I'm a genius, just in case someone took that tongue-in-cheek statement.
It's like just sitting there and talking about the weather or...
That's where I struggle. Like, so let's say Kelly has a party and you have lots of friends there that I don't know. That's where I struggle. Like, so what do you do? All right, got any pets?
Cool.
You get kids? All right, I'm out of bullets in this gun.
Boy, that's your favorite color.
Yeah, that's all I got.
It's raining.
Radio show, I feel like I can ask really invasive questions because we've just done it for so long.
Yep.
Hey, are you going to put a ring on that anytime soon or what? Why don't you mind your own business, you a-hole? Working a typical job. Geniuses struggle with that. That's why Joe had to quit at Starbucks.
Yes.
In the movie theater.
I was good at those.
Geniuses struggle to adjust to a world defined by structure.
Oh, yeah. Structure is the worst.
Stupid structure. And number one, not driving themselves to the brink of insanity. That's something geniuses have often struggled with.
Ah.
If you could be a genius in one particular aspect, what would it be? Like, would you be a comedic genius? A...
Financial.
Musical genius, financial genius.
Oh, yeah. You took it on a musical for me, for sure.
Financial, somebody who can, like, see the trends with the whatevers.
Like Lenny Dykstra before we learned he was a fraud?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you understand all the loopholes?
Well, yeah, that. But you can see, like, the grain of sand drops here. Like, what's the ripple effect going to be down the line financially?
Mm-hmm. Like Batman in the housing movie. That's who I want to be.
Are you talking about Christian Bale in The Big Short?
That's it.
Okay.
I was like, wait, there was like a housing movie with Batman?
I was like, what? I definitely didn't see that.
I don't remember that. Batman.
I knew.
That's who I was thinking of, too, when Steve said financial expert.
Yeah. Batman in the housing movie.
Exactly.
Batman takes on this crazy market.
Oh, Batman's going to buy water. Everyone go buy water. I think that would be the easiest because you would have lots of money. Like, comedic genius, you might just die poor, and then years later, people are like, he was really ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or, like, with musical genius, I always think of this documentary I saw with, about Townes Van Zandt, who was a country musical genius who just died. And that was
pretty tortured.
Yeah. Really tortured. Like, a really sad, dirty trailer park glue. Huffing life.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So glad I chose that one.
I'm with you, though. I would take music, too, but I think.
There's depression in our future.
Definitely. But, again, that's just the idea that you could just shred somewhere. But, yeah, there's a lot of, like, amazing musicians, like, genius-level musicians who never do anything anyone would ever hear of.
Yeah. But. Who can absolutely shred or hear music in a different way. That's what I would like. I would like to be one of those people where you can, like, not like savant level where it's like, okay, Charlie, now play that in ragtime. And they play the same song, even though they'd only heard it one time.
Yep.
That's
but like
cool,
where
though.
they just can see, like the way McCartney describes the way he can just sort of hear it and see it and remember it.
And Charlie Puth, who's newer age. He is phenomenal.
That clip that we played.
With the perfect pitch, and he can hear a tone, and he knows the name of the tone.
Yeah. He can hear it, he can name it, and then he can sing it, which is really special.
What it would be used for in real life. That was the crazy thing. He's like, oh, they use that for alarms, because if it's blah, 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 blah.
And, he's not socially inept, and he looks handsome.
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes you successful. If you are if you're a musical genius, but then also kind of decent looking. That all helps. Or you have to be really weird looking.
Yeah.
Right?
Another one, too, he's a little bit of a sleeper. Jack Antonoff from Bleachers. Mm-hmm. He's the one that's gotten on like Ed Sheeran's albums and Taylor Swift's albums. Those like super catchy songs. He just understands those beats and how to play them just right, and then you match. He's better at taking other people's
like
music
producer, yeah.
and putting it together. He's great too live, but just hearing his projects and knowing like, oh, Ed Sheeran would sound great on this, or oh, Taylor mm-hmm. Swift would sound great yeah. on this. He's really smart with him.
We got this text. Yesterday was People Need Advice, and apparently one of the pieces of advice we gave along to, well, I know we gave it tongue-in-cheek, but people really remembered it, and that was when a guy said, there's a woman on my route that I would like to go on a date with, but I don't know how to break the ice with her.
Oh, yeah.
We had said, disconnect her brake lines and then rescue her after she crashes, and that was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
A Massachusetts man, according to Yahoo News, accused of tampering with young women's cars so he could offer them rides home. Yes, Free Beer and Hot Wing Show advice is catching on, according to the person who texted this in. Alexander Yee, 38, from Winchendon, was charged with destruction of property. It says over the weekend, the police departments in the towns of Milford, Holliston, Franklin, Bellingham, and Medway
wow.
called attention to the man's activities and urged the public to exercise caution when parking or walking to their vehicles. He was wearing a GPS tracker when he was arrested during the targeting incident, or when they targeted him. He had been targeting young females by flattening their tires, filling their gas tanks with water, and then offering to drive them home. Now, this oh my is God, a creep. Real creep.
Wow. And we have a station in Winchendon. So it might be him.
Do you think that's the guy and he took the suggestion very seriously? I don't think so. It's not the guy.
It is not the guy. What a creep.
Yeah.
Boy,
but thanks for thinking of us when you saw that horrific story about that creep.
Well, I think most people, when they hear a story about a creep, think of us. Yeah,
that's 90% of our advice. Have you tried being more creepy?
or and this is not that. It's you sound like a creep. Maybe dial that back a little bit.
Yeah, it could be that too.
Free Beer and Hot Wing Show recommending just the right shade of creep for you.
You know, that's the,
yeah, there is a fine line. You know, trying to find that right balance of creep.
Like buying used panties out of a vending machine where it's legal. That's creepy in a fine way. But breaking into someone's house and stealing all their panties, not. Good.
But what if you left a $100 bill on their dresser?
I don't think that's going to make up for it in those cases.
No, because you still broke the law.
And in this day and age.
You can't break the law.
That's not going to replace all those panties. Panties are so expensive.
Yeah.
Interesting loophole you're throwing out there, though.
Just curious. Yeah. Asking questions.
For the record, Kelly does not want you to break into her house. Let me speak for you. This is true, right? You do not want someone to break in and steal your underwear for $100?
That's right. No, thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that no creepos heard that and went, invitation offered.
$300.
Always say no with a number. That's what they say when you're negotiating.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.